The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Paul, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Drift Bar in the Heights. Here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday live at Drift Bar. The sun is coming out, and if you're looking to do some Friday fun daying, get started. Get started early. I'm sick. I gotta leave work. Come to Drift. We're hanging out here. For those who have never been to Drift, the vibes are, as they say, immaculate. It's where the southern coast meets a true Texas ice house. I might climb on board in a little bit, but in keyword, a little bit, okay? A little bit. I don't want to be too fun on a Friday. I feel like the landing of the plane the last time I did a show on Friday, I made absolutely no sense. I'm still overthinking that moment. By the way, speaking of landing planes, the rehearsal on HBO Max starring Nathan Fielder. Fantastic. I've never seen it. Anyway, we're all over the place. It is an Ask Gallant Anything Friday if you want to jump in. The Texans' second media available OTA wrapped up today. Five of them are going to be open to the media. I think there's nine practices in total if you count OTAs and minicamp. And there's some things to be excited about today when it comes to these Texans. So it's time to give you a little deep steel blue pill.
Little blue pills can take 30 minutes to get you ready for excitement.
So that's why we're giving you a big deep steel blue pill.
You take the blue pill, believe whatever you want.
Get it up for the Texans and take this deep steel blue pill.
And by the way, she'll like it too.
Texans swarm. All right, guys, this is very exciting. So I know yesterday we were saying, hey, the Texans are 13th per ESPN's FPI, and that C.J. Stroud's the 14th best quarterback in the NFL per Pro Football Focus. But get this, guys, the Houston Texans have one of the best rosters in the National Football League. They're not the best. They're not the second best, third best, fourth best, or fifth best. They're also not the sixth best, but they are the seventh best roster in the NFL. Biggest strength, pass defense. Biggest weakness, offensive line. X factor for 2025, Cam Robinson. Rookie to watch, wide receiver Jaden Higgins, their second round pick, who apparently is a Nico Collins clone. So, what else did we learn today at Texans OTA practice number two? We also saw the offensive line of the day. And get this, it's a little bit of a change as far as the starters on the offensive line at an OTA practice where no one was shoving or pushing one another. Arianti Ursary, their rookie out of Minnesota, huge human being, was the first left tackle on the field. How about that? Very exciting. Jake Andrews, once again, the first center, on the field. Otherwise, same offensive line as yesterday. Lakin Tomlinson, left guard, right guard. Titus Howard, right tackle, Blake Fisher. But that's interesting. Arianti Ursary in their day two that's available to the media. But, yeah, OTAs are May 28th, yesterday, and today, June 2nd and 3rd, and then June 5th, and they have mandatory minicamp June 10th and 11th. So there you go. Now you know the rest of the story. So, listen, as we continue to talk about the Houston Texans, that was your Deep Steel Blue Pill. Hope you're ready to go. I heard this quote from Kyle Shanahan yesterday, and it's something that I wish that we'd heard from the Houston Texans at any point during last season or at any point this offseason leading up to the 2025-2026 campaign. Here is Kyle Shanahan, head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, talking about the 49ers' expectations going into this year after a very disappointing 2024 to 2025.
I talked about how the season ended the year before and how when I felt them all come back, I felt guys weren't ready to come back, and I understood that. But I told them how I won't really understand it this year. Not that that was right or wrong, but I couldn't comprehend it. We're off 5 weeks earlier. We all know how disappointed we are, and a lot of us have played a lot of football here. But we're going to have a team that doesn't know what we've done in the past or how you guys have earned a lot of stuff. We need to show them. And the first meeting that when we get back, I expect our whole team to be here and it to be important to guys. And I thought the coolest thing was everyone being there on the first day. We had every guy show up, and I didn't have to call anyone and beg them, which said a lot. Like, they all knew what I said at the last day, and I wanted to see if they really meant something to them. Not to where I had to call them and remind them, and I didn't, and they all showed up, and they've all been working, and to me that's something I really appreciate, and know I got the right guys.
The 49ers all know that last year was unacceptable for them, and that's what happens when you're a team that's been to a couple of Super Bowls and come up on the short end of the stick. Last season they were 6-11. I mean, it was a bad year. There were obviously some injuries that were a factor in that, but, I mean, they stunk. And I like hearing Shanahan at the beginning saying, listen, I guess looking back at this past year, I can understand why things went the way that they did. But going into next year, that's unacceptable. And it would be nice if we heard that from the Texans. It would. I get that everybody is trying to be positive these days, and D'Amico Ryans is definitely more of a positive vibes guy. But there were moments last season before his end-of-season press conference where he talked about the future of the offensive coordinator, the future of the offensive line, where it felt like he was gaslighting us. Oh, we're making progress. We're making progress. Where was the progress? C.J. Stroud got sacked 60-plus times. Where was the progress? He got sacked 8 times in that season-ending loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. Where was the progress? We didn't see it. And it's just something I'd like to hear from D'Amico Ryans. I get it. That's just not how he's wired, and I have to suck it up and shut up, essentially. But I wish that we would get a little bit of that perspective of the Texans looking at themselves in the mirror, looking at a 10-7 season where they did advance to the second round of the playoffs, but looking at themselves and honestly saying, we should have done better. We should have done more. We should have gone to the AFC Championship game. We should have had more wins in the regular season. Our offense should have lived up to the expectations that were perhaps unfairly put on it. All of those things didn't happen last year, and there were a lot of times after the season was done where it felt like they were not okay with it necessarily, but I don't think as disappointed in themselves as they should have been. Perhaps this is a me thing where I'm such a psycho perfectionist that I have a difficult time accepting anything less than the best possible results. Comes with being, you know, growing up a Patriots fan. That doesn't help either. You just think that this is easy. It's not. And, of course, we talked about it a little bit earlier, you know, with that question with Pascal Siakam that he took from Greg Doyle, where Doyle's asking him, like, hey, why isn't the effort, the energy there every single day? Like, I can understand how a team's not going to be locked in every single game. But last year, it felt like there were a lot of games where they weren't as locked in as they needed to be. And the rhetoric that was coming out of the coaching staff, at least to us, was frustrating, even if that wasn't the same kind of messaging that was being sent to players behind closed doors. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. It is an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. More on the Texans OTAs on the other side. We're going to talk about some interesting things said by the newest members of the Texans. But a question. Paul, what is the best attribute to build a pitcher around? Power,
movement and spin or control? Well, I feel like power you're born with. You either have it or you don't. So I think that's the best attribute to start with. I think movement and spin is definitely something that can be learned. I think it's also something that can theoretically, over the course of a pitcher's career, lead to injuries. You know, I think you can make that case with Lance McCullers. The filthy nature of his stuff has probably put a lot of stress on that elbow. So, I mean, it's tough to find guys like that, but it's also tough to throw like that over the course of a long career. Obviously, you want to have control. Accuracy, I imagine, you know, especially combined with power, that is a difficult thing to accomplish. But I feel like with control, sure, like that will give you a place in baseball if you don't have the velocity. But do you want to build around control and have a guy in today's sport where that's what he's all about? I mean, I guess that is what Fromber's about. You know, Fromber's fantastic at generating ground balls. I know that's what Dallas Keuchel was very good at before him. Is that the way to go versus a power guy? But if I'm trying to build a pitcher from scratch, like, I'd rather start with the power and hope that the control and maybe the movement and spin comes later. And I think, for what it's worth, while the Astros have certainly had bad luck with Tommy Johns, it does seem like the Astros get the absolute most out of all of their pitchers. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. I didn't ask Glenn anything Friday. The Twitch is laughing at me talking about pitching. Well, yeah, but I'm a pitcher, guys. I'm a pitcher. I'm not a catcher. Gosh. What else do we have here? I don't ask on anything Friday. Paul, if you could live in the DC or Marvel universe, what would you choose? Marvel, because the Marvel universe has plot armor, and everything's a little more fun. DC, everything's dark and gritty. You know, like, the only guy who's fun in the DC universe is the Joker, and he's a terrorist. You know, so, I mean, I would let Harley Quinn ruin my life, for sure. I guess she's, like, more of an anti-hero than a villain. But, yeah, I mean, half the universe died in Marvel, and then they all came back. Like, there's plot armor for everybody, too. Like, you might be immortal in the Marvel universe. I think DC is a little different. People die in DC. Although Superman came back from the dead. But one of the Robins, he croaked. He got the hell killed out of him. Not good. Not good. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Up next, something interesting said at Houston Texans OTAs today by one of the most important new Texans this year. You'll hear him on the other side. Stick around. Live.
ESPN 97.5. It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Drift Bar in the Heights. Here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston on Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Some interesting points made by new Texans offensive coordinator Nick Caley at his first OTA press conference today. I just want to note, a friend of the program, DJ Bien-Aimé, said that when he hears Nick Caley, he hears Sean McVay. Sir, do we all sound the same? Do all white people sound the same? Is that what you're trying to say? Huh? I resent that accusation. Actually, Sean McVay sounds a lot like this stand-up comedian whose name eludes me, but Sean McVay's voice is so unique. I am skeptical that Caley sounds like him. But I suppose I'm going to have to actually listen and compare for myself. Whatever the case, Nick Caley was asked about giving C.J. Stroud more responsibility. He said this today, quote, "The more you can do, the better off you're going to end up being." Damn! That's exciting. Also, When asked about C.J. Stroud not throwing at OTAs, gasp. Nick Haley said this, I have no concern whatsoever. Stroud is locked in. Different time frames for different players, which is what D'Amico Ryans had said a couple of days before. So there you go. Nick Haley, new offensive coordinator of the Houston Texans. Is he going to be the reason that the Texans are better this coming season offensively? I think a lot of people are hoping that. Also of note, on the Texans front, I saw a lot of Texans fans getting ants in their pants, getting excited about the possibility of this guy. Jonnu Smith, Dolphins tight end, who has been around the league. He's 29 years old. Jonnu Smith was picked by the Tennessee Titans in the third round of the 2017 draft. He played there from 17 through 2020. He played for the Patriots 2021 and 2022. They gave him a lot of money. I got to say he was rather disappointing. With the Falcons, he played in 2023, and last year he played for the Dolphins. And last season for the Dolphins, he had a Pro Bowl caliber year. He was pretty damn good. He had 88 catches for 884 yards and 8 touchdowns. It's the best season he's ever had. It also was happening in his 8th year in the NFL, so something to consider. But he hasn't hit the other side of 30 yet. And the Dolphins, I guess last season, were engaged in trade discussions with the Pittsburgh Steelers about potentially sending Smith to the terrible Towels. Now I see a lot of Texans fans on there that are saying, this demon, Texans should think about trading for him. That's become a new online term to describe athletes who are good. He's a demon. All right. I'm trying to stay hip with the youths. I'm trying to figure out where the hell that came from. He's a demon. What is it? Are you looking at him the same way that the Covenant looked at Master Chief? I know, I'm getting nerdy trying to figure out where this one came from. I would imagine that Joel Osteen would not like a demon in his town, so that might rule out a Jonnu Smith trade altogether. The Texans going to trade for a demon? Demons don't seem to be Texans worthy. But I would like us to save that kind of title for guys who are like actually that, like Trey Hendrickson, who would be a demon worth trading for, as he and the Bengals are still in some weird back and forth. About Smith. Is Smith better than Dalton Schultz? Yes. Is Smith better than everyone in the Texans tight end room? Yes. So I would say you can make a phone call about it. I'm also, though, going to be pretty careful about what I give up for him, given that he has only had over 500 yards receiving twice in his career, once in 2023, and then last year. Falcons, he had 582 catches and 3 touchdowns. He was not much of a producer with the New England Patriots. They used him a lot as a running back, too. He had 9 carries. Bizarre. Anyway, it is the Paul Gallant Show. Most interactive sports talk show in town on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston and on Twitch at ESPN 975. Justin Molina asks on YouTube, should Jaden Higgins' nickname be Neeclone or Nico Clonelands? I mean, it's dumb, but it's so dumb that I don't hate it. Higgins actually has to do stuff. We got to stop giving guys nicknames right away. Kamari Lassiter, credit to him, he lived up to the locksmith nickname that he gave himself, and he also got some bling. It was just it's like a lock on a chain with little diamonds on it and stuff. To his credit, he lived up to that. He was awesome last season. Is he a Pro Bowler in the future? I don't know. But the Texans corner group is pretty damn good. And assuming Lassiter builds off of last year, you feel great about it. But he gave himself a nickname before he even played it down. And I cannot help but think of where this goes bad. Does anyone remember Brandon Harris? Brandon Harris was a Texans cornerback in, I want to say, was he a 2010 second round pick, 2011 second round pick, whatever the case, he called himself the no fly zone. And all I remember Brandon Harris doing was there would be passes thrown the way of somebody that he was covering. And if the ball was overthrown, he would get up and do the incomplete pass motion. If he interfered with the guy and dragged him down to the ground, which happened a couple of times,
he would get up and do the incomplete dance. He was very big into this no-fly zone, and I got to say, I mean, this no-fly zone was about as capable as Irax during the first Gulf War and the other war that lasted too long. I mean, there wasn't much of a no-fly zone there. We were kind of able to do whatever the hell we wanted. And I think that was kind of the situation with Brandon Harris. So I don't like giving yourself a nickname before you've actually played a snap.
713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975 on an Ask on Anything Friday. Paul, your date wants you to cook for her. What is the go-to meal? Ooh, I like cooking, for those who don't know. I would say the easiest thing to cook is what I make every single weekend, which are my two breakfast deals. Saturday, I make a cinnamon, nutmeg, raspberry, blueberry, blackberry waffle with this, like, protein flour. It's pretty good, actually. And I have bacon with that. Burnt black. Not everyone's into that. And then on Sundays, I have this thing called Scrapple. I don't know if anyone's heard of it. It's like a Philadelphia / Pennsylvania delicacy. Don't ask what's in it. Don't ask what's in it. It's like a bunch of stuff. And then it's mixed with cornmeal. And you fry it. And unfortunately, they don't have the best brand available at many grocery stores down here. But my stepdad made this for me when I was in high school. And oh my God, it is so good. It's so good. The stuff that I get, though, at HEB, it like kind of smells like feet when you thaw it. It's not great. Once you cook it, though, it smells awesome. But it's the before and the afterwards. It's not the best. So I like to do this like Scrapple, over easy egg, plus avocado on a English muffin. Those are the two breakfast things I go to. But if you're talking about a real meal, I'm either cooking steaks with the seasoning that I make, put in the oven at like 210 for 20 minutes after searing both sides for about 30 seconds or so with like a little seasoning that I put on it. Or I make paella, which I call paella, which doesn't really roll off the tongue. Or I make bolognese, which is bolognese. But it's like really spicy. So there you go. Those are my go-to. Make it from scratch. Put tomatoes in a blender and everything. I like cooking. Who would have thought? Paul Gallant, homebody. Paul Gallant, theoretical future stay-at-home dad. I would be open to that. I know a lot of people aren't. You kidding me? Doing nothing and just cooking all day, taking care of the kids or cat. I'm okay with that. Paul, you're such a beta male. Sure, I don't have to do anything. I could theoretically just stay at home and play video games all day, which honestly wouldn't be good because I'm addicted to video games. Not good. That's why I don't play them anymore. 713-780-3776 to call to text. It is an Ask on Anything Friday. It's a rather slow day, but we're hanging out here at Drift Bar in the Heights on this Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Texter asks, on News of the Weird this morning, they discussed a man who was arrested for stealing a ferret by stuffing it down his pants. My question is, did he stick it down the front or the back of his pants? Huh. Well, if you stick it down the back, it's going to look weird. You know, like even if men got Brazilian butt lifts, like people would be able to tell that there's something moving. And I don't think people are going to believe you when you say like, oh, yeah, I've crapped myself. That's why my pants are a little extra stuffed in the back. So really the only thing that you could do is put it in your front, but it's going to look weird because, first of all, I mean, it's a ferret, so it's going to be just roaming up and down your legs. But all you can really do is say, like, yep, that is my package. I am packing. But there's no way you're getting away with this, honestly. Like, in your pants? No. This is where the only way as a man you'd be able to get away with it is if you're somebody who looks a little metro and has a man Euro bag. That's the only way you can get away with shoplifting. I am not endorsing shoplifting. That's all I'm saying. For women, I think it's a little easier. But for us, it's tough. It's tough, you know? Unless you're in California, they can just do it. Unless it's over $1,000. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. Up next, the 10-minute drill. Are you scared of the Indianapolis Colts? Because get this, they have a two-headed monster that is going to be getting a lot of work over the next couple of days at OTAs. What am I talking about? Stick around.
ESPN 975.
97.5.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Dad, hush!
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant. The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time.
Watch out, Texans fans. Watch out. Because the Indianapolis Colts have a two-headed monster. And you should be scared of this. Because get this. These two guys. And of course I'm talking about Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones, they're getting all of the snaps at Colts OTAs. And by all the snaps, I mean Anthony Richardson's going to get 170, and Daniel Jones is going to get 170. Let's go. The Indianapolis Colts and their two quarterback setup is here to stay. So watch out, Texans. Can you handle the running ability of Anthony Richardson and the running ability of Daniel Jones? Going old school at quarterback, bringing back the wishbone, bringing back the triple option, bringing back the quarterback that can't throw cat. Watch out. So there you go. That's
Indianapolis. God, they're going to suck this year.
Disrespecting Jim Irsay's memory like that. Chris Ballard somehow still has a job. Unbelievable. I mean, at least Ryan Grigson, you know, drafted Andrew Luck, even though he's one of the worst general managers that's ever existed. What has Chris Ballard done? Serious question. I don't get it. Anyway, what else is going on? Oh, Tyreek Hill, he won't shut up. That's fun. There's another clip that went viral from this party bus interview that he did with a couple of streamers that I've never heard of. Again, they've never heard of me, so this is not me flexing. I have no idea who they are. But on this stream that he was on, in addition to saying that Travis Hunter is going to suck, then before 3 minutes later saying he's going to be good, he said he wanted to knock out Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel. But Hill also said that he doesn't believe he deserves to be a Dolphins captain after what he said going into the offseason, which is weird because Bradley Chubb says that he has seen growth in leadership from Tyreek Hill over the last couple of days. So I honestly have no idea what's going on in Miami other than I know they will be a joke this coming season. But Tyreek Hill said, I've got to prove myself. This OTAs, training camp, I've got to prove myself. I've got to show up different. The mindset has got to be different. I don't feel like I deserve it, and if I didn't get it, I wouldn't dwell on it. I wouldn't sweat on it because I put myself in that position. Yeah, you did. You basically said, I want out at the end of the year, and then a week later, you changed your mind, which is very bizarre. Make up your mind what you want to say, man. I get it. You want to be a podcaster and or a porn star and or I think there's some other profession he was thinking about after his playing days are done. Sprinter. He's going to race Noah Lyles this offseason. Mike McDaniel was unaware of that and was asked about it at a press conference the other day. And McDaniels keeps getting put in these uncomfortable situations by Tyreek Hill doing things that are all about Tyreek Hill off the field. I think the Chiefs are thankful they moved on from him. And I think he wants to go back to the Chiefs as well. Phenomenal talent. Not a great dude. That's putting it lightly. Anyway, what else is going on around the National Football League with OTAs underway? Ooh, this is an interesting one. Apparently, and this is per the worst account on X, NFL rookie walks. They don't have a C, they have an X. Travis Hunter's personality is currently going, all caps, viral for being the exact opposite of Brian Thomas Jr., who's the Jaguars wide receiver one. No one calls it that. Several fans are reportedly fed up with Hunter's bubbly personality. Want to see him fully focused on football because there's video of him at OTAs as he's warming up, like shadow boxing people and jumping around and dancing. Some fans are quoted as saying, as if these are sources, "Don't bring that Colorado energy to Jacksonville. This was cool for a little bit, but you could tell Brian Thomas Jr. wants him to lock in. It's in his blood to go for clicks over wins. Get used to it." But despite the recent hate, Hunter has reportedly made serious progress in his route tree. Well, he did look really bad, that one video that went viral. And is starting to see some defensive work. Right to NFL rookie walk.
Fans need to chill and let Travis be Travis. God, I hate these aggregator accounts. Can we send them to El Salvador? You're stealing content. I mean, it's basically stealing. You're stealing online content. How about we send them to El Salvador, too? Make El Salvador great again. Just a thought. Patrick Mahomes, guess what? He is not going to play for the United States in the Olympics in 2028. He says he's leaving it to the younger guys. Does Patrick Mahomes hate America? Huh? Does C.J. Stroud hate the Texans because he's not throwing in practice? Yeah, I want to get to the regular season. We might be trimming up this segment a little bit in the near future. The 10-minute drill. 5-minute drill? 4-minute drill? The one NFL story drill? We've also got some fluff stories. Patrick Mahomes thinks Travis Kelce is motivated to have a better year. Well, I don't know. If I'm dating a billionaire pop star, I would not be motivated to do anything. At all. The Ravens think DeAndre Hopkins will contribute exactly as much as he needs to. By the way, DeAndre Hopkins is on the Ravens now. Justin Fields, quarterback for the New York Jets. He's their starting quarterback already. He believes he can be great with the Jets. I believe I can fly. I believe I would be a great stand-up comic. I believe, like, these are all things I believe. I believe that if I had played in a high school offense that actually threw the ball instead of running it, that I would be playing in the NFL right now. Like, there's a lot of things I believe. Justin Fields believes he can be great with the Jets, so that's good for him. And Raiders offensive coordinator Chip Kelly. I forgot he was their offensive coordinator, because remember this offseason there was some talk about the Texans maybe hiring him. Yeah, Pete Carroll is head coach. Chip Kelly is offensive coordinator. But per Chip Kelly, Geno Smith is special. So there you go, guys. Football. It's a sport. On an Ask a Lot Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call to text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. What do we have here on an Ask a Lot Anything Friday? How about this one? Paul, if you had to fight one to save your life, which would you choose? A vampire or a werewolf? Well, I mean, there's a chance if I lose to the vampire that I'd become a vampire's thrall. You know, because I am a fun guy. And you know, reasonably attractive. So there's a chance that they might just, like, have me still kicking as, like, a slave of some sort. I mean, I'll be honest, I'd rather be alive than dead. So if I lose to the vampire, there's that. But there's also, what do I need to beat a vampire? Garlic? I love garlic. What do I need to beat a vampire? Wood? It's actually findable. Meanwhile, I think, and this also might be killing a vampire, but I believe you need silver to kill a werewolf. Silver? Like, silver is hard to find. Plus, it's werewolf. Like, physically, no matter, you know, how strong I ever get in my life, I don't think I would ever be able to take on a half-man, half-wolf. Vampire, like, I just need to get a wooden stake and stab him, you know? So if I had to fight one to the death, it would definitely be the vampire, because I don't think the vampire would kill me. I think the vampire, even if it did beat me, would be like, this guy's a righteous dude, though. He has the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. As one texter says, he has the best show at ESPN 97.5, and I'm just gonna hold that text forever. Person asked me, why do you think you have the best show at ESPN 97.5? I just take things one show at a time, and I don't speak about things like that, you know? Like, right now, I'm just focusing on having the best Ask a Lot Anything Friday I can have, and then on Monday, I'm going to focus on having the best Monday I can have. And then on Tuesday, I'm going to focus on the best Tuesday I can have. And then on Wednesday, I'm going to focus on the best Wednesday I can have. And then on Thursday, I'm going to focus on the best Thursday I can have. Every single day, try to make it the greatest day of your life. So there you go. Ask a Lot Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call the text. Paul, when was the last time you spoiled your cat, and what did this include? One time, I gave her a toilet paper roll. It was great. Listen, if you spoil a cat, if you buy something expensive for a cat, they will not use it. The last thing I actually did buy for my cat is an idiot and loves to drink water out of the bathtub. Like, I have a bathtub that it constantly drips, and it's something that it's a fixer-upper condo, so eventually I'm going to have to fix this. The cat will not drink out of her water bowl. So I got her, like, a water fountain so that she would drink out of that. But she won't drink out of it because the water fountain was too noisy. Whenever I put her by it, she would, like, run off. Like, I'd even put her hand in it. I'd put her, like, face in it. Say, like, hey, there's water. You like it when water's dripping off your head in the bathtub, so why not drink this? She won't do it. So then I got her a noiseless water fountain for, like, $50, and she still doesn't drink out of it. It's noiseless. And the fountain's a lot more like what the bathtub is. Still won't use it. So this is the answer here. Do not spoil your cat. Just give them small household objects. They'll be fine with it. Like a crumpled up piece of paper, just as effective as some fun toy. You know? They're little mindless idiots. And I do want to call out my cat for not murdering the flesh flies that are all of a sudden in my condo. I think an animal died outside. So there's been a bunch of flesh flies out there. And my cat, like, they've been getting in. So I've been, like, seeing, like, four a day. And my cat, instead of killing them, my cat just looks at them and doesn't do anything about it. But she sees them. She's not blind. And I'm like, hey, babe, time to hold up your very one small responsibility. Kill the effing fly. Kill the bug. Don't kill cockroaches. You don't kill flies. What are you doing? So there you go, guys. It's an Ask Alone Anything Friday. That was us talking about the NFL. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. The NBA playoffs are still underway. Nothing new on the Rockets front. However, we may have seen one of the last episodes of Inside the NBA the current way that it is aired. Are they going to be able to do this when they move to whatever network they're going to move to next? Because last night there were some fun moments. That and more on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. We're live at Drift Bar in the Heights. Stick around. The Paul Gallant Show.
ESPN 97.5. It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Drift Bar in the Heights. Here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. You want to jump in, you know how to do it. You can call in, you can text in. We are hanging out at Drift Bar in the Heights. I think they have the best ranch water in town, but they also got some pretty good palomas here as well. Mango chile paloma or a paloma paloma? Which should I get? Decisions, decisions. And if you've never been to Drift in the Heights, it's on 20th. It's where the southern coast meets a true Texas ice house. And if you're considered a degenerate like myself, you might come here a lot or to the bars that are around here. It's a great little stretch. So, Inside the NBA on TNT will get at least one more episode. The TNT broadcast, whether it's Kevin Harlan, less than Reggie Miller, or the Inside the NBA pregame and postgame show with Ernie Johnson, Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Shaquille O'Neal. It's the gold standard for sports on TV. You have the best play-by-play guy that there is in Kevin Harlan, and you have a pre- and post-game show that is fun, doesn't take itself too seriously, which I like. I think that sports and the people that are in this industry, I think y'all need to lighten up. I think y'all need to chill out. I think y'all need to be just a little dumb from time to time, like me. Maybe I say that because I feel like that would make me have gone further in my career at this point in time. But I'm very happy to be hosting here at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I'm not happy that the playoffs have been extended, but at the very least we will get more Inside the NBA because I do want to see the Knicks dunzo. Charles Barkley is the best. And from the start of the Inside the NBA broadcast to the end, from the pregame to the postgame, he was on one. First off, for some reason inside the NBA brought on Spike Lee, noted Knicks fan, who, as always, was dressed like an actual clown. He looked like a clown. He was wearing some sort of Knicks jacket. He was wearing some sort of ridiculous fedora. Fedoras, guys, don't do it. Just don't. I get it. Like, you might be losing your hair. Don't do a fedora. Don't do a fedora. A fedora makes me think that I could rob you. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Here is Spike Lee on Inside the NBA talking about what he'd do for the Knicks to win a championship.
What does it mean to you to see them in the conference finals at this point? And is that, if this is as far as it goes, Spike, do you walk away feeling good about your team?
I got another answer.
Yeah.
I will give up Academy Award, Oscar, for the Knicks to win a championship. I got two already, but I will give up.
Are you going
to
keep them? I'm sorry. I was thinking that.
Yeah. You don't have to say anything.
Inner voice.
There's no filter on this guy. You've known him long enough. If he thinks it, it's coming out his mouth.
This.
Love that. That was awesome. That was absolutely awesome to hear Charles Barkley snuff out Spike Lee's dreams. How did Spike Lee become the most popular Knicks fan? Like, how? What has Spike Lee done in like 30 years? This is not me dumping on Spike Lee. Spike Lee's obviously had some great movies. Very good director. Has done more with his career than I probably ever will. But, like, how did he become the famous Knicks fan? Timothy Chalamet. I don't know how to say his last name. But Timothy, whatever his last name is, who is fun, he's cooler. He seems like a real Knicks fan, and he's also not an insufferable blowhard that's wearing clown clothes to the courtside situations. Like, I don't get it. Now, and I only just found out that Timothy whatever is – I'm sorry. I love him. Dune 2 was great. Don't hate me. I truly – is it Shyamala? I'm going to have to look this up. This is a bad job by me. But he's way cooler. He's dating Kylie Jenner, for God's sakes. This guy's cool. How is he not the Knicks fan that gets interviewed? Like, they should be interviewing him on Inside the NBA, not Spike Lee. Spike Lee, who cares? So that's just one thing. So I'm glad that Charles Barkley made fun of him in that spot. More from Inside the NBA last night. Karl Anthony Towns had a good game, and Charles Barkley called him out for the stupid things that he does in the midst of games to his face after the game last night.
Well, I got to say something. I got to criticize you. Yeah, man, why do you be getting them dumb fouls?
I was going to ask the same question.
Why do you do that?
God only knows.
I mean, because, you know, they when you got your fourth foul, they took you out. They made a run.
Yeah.
You got to stop
doing
that.
I got to do a much better job.
Yes.
I got to do a much better job.
Like, you can get fouls, but a couple, like the other day when you just grabbed somebody by the wrist.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you talking about last game or this game?
Last game.
Every game.
Oh, you're talking about the one with the
every game.
You just
grabbed
his arm.
Yeah.
But you can't be getting those fouls.
No, I can't. You ain't wrong. I hurt our team.
I can't stand Karl Anthony Towns. So, one, it was great to hear Charles Barkley say, like, hey, you got to stop the dumb fouls just bluntly like that. And I also like how Shaq chimed in with the every game, because it is every game. Cat does a stupid thing once a game. There is no denying his talent. There is no denying that. And as I fessed up to, you know, after I'd had a few drinks, after the Knicks took down the Celtics a couple of Fridays ago, I did say, if I push Karl Anthony Towns amongst friends, I could knock him over. And then I backtracked because all my friends rightly called me out on it. And I was like, well, he would flop. Which, it was a dumb thing to say. I was in the moment angry that my beloved Celtics were donezo. But Karl Anthony Towns does do a lot of dumb stuff over the course of a game. It was cool to hear Charles Barkley call him out on it. And then Charles Barkley had this admission, and you know what? I like it when a man compliments another man for their looks. But this was a weird one.
Gosh. And look who's sitting down next to you.
Okay. With his toes out.
Karl Anthony Towns.
With his toes out.
No Carl question. Anthony Towns. Tough game. My toes better than yours, Shaq.
First of all, you're the only basketball player I know got good-looking feet.
Hey, man. Shout out to my mama, man.
Damn.
The only basketball player I know that has good-looking feet?
Pause.
Yes, I agree, AJ. Pause. Is okay. So, Is Charles a foot guy? Like, does Charles look at feet? Just asking the question. Some people are into feet. I've never quite understood it. There are people that I know, strong, powerful, independent women, who have told me that they do sell feet pictures online. There's a website called Feet Finder. But, okay, do women look at men's feet? I would hope not. I would imagine they're disgusting. Again, mine look like they've been beaten by hammers. Like, they're just disgusting, like, toes. They're, like, jagging. They're moving left and right, zigzagging all over the place. So I know I have gross feet, and I know my sister, Mean, has called out how ugly my feet are before, which made me sad, and I put on socks. Now I wear socks everywhere, all the time. Yeah, that's right. Even then, I'm one of those people because I'm scared that people are going to hate on my feet. But Carl Anthony Towns apparently has great feet per Charles Barkley. And we could theoretically lose that version of Inside the NBA. Wherever it is, it better be allowed to do the weird stuff that they do, have the fun that they do. It has to do it.
It's coming to ESPN.
So. It is ESPN, yeah. For sure? Okay. I wasn't sure if NBC AJ was going to come in last second and right. Perhaps take it away. Mm. If I were NBC, I would try to take it away. But okay. I don't know if ESPN is going to let a lot of this stuff fly. ESPN has ruined basketball coverage, by the way. I mean, hey, here's another bad Kendrick Perkins take. Here's Stephen A. Smith talking about how he's the biggest Knicks fan in the world. Like, it's insufferable enough when I talk about it with Boston Sports. I at least know it. I'm just being honest with everybody, you know? And I'm not carrying myself like I'm the coolest man ever because I'm rooting for a team that has how old is Stephen A. Smith? Is he 50?
Almost 60, something like 56, 7, something like that.
Okay, AJ. So, yeah, if he's that old, like, he's seen the last Knicks championship that he saw, he was 3
right.
Or 4. Yeah. And he's, like, walking, like, yeah, I'm the biggest Knicks fan that there is. You know, like, so it's Stephen A. At least Stephen A is entertaining when he talks. But you have Kendrick Perkins. You have, like, there's a random Morris twin on TV all the time. I don't know which one it is. The ESPN NBA coverage is brutal. It's absolutely brutal to watch. Jay Williams talking about something that, like, saying that cancel culture is the reason we haven't had an American MVP in years. Like, it's good that they're bringing these guys in, but I do wonder if ESPN tries to shackle them a little bit. I suppose they haven't shackled Pat McAfee, for what it's worth, but there will be some execs who think it's all about them that try to get in the way of good content, and I don't like that kind of thing. Anyway, it's an Ask Alon Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call the text. It is Timothy Chalamet. For those who cared, I needed to do a cleanup aisle me. Timothy Chalamet. 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 I sound like Adam Sandler saying it like that. What other questions do we have on an Ask a Lot Anything Friday? Paul, why do you make your voice sound like that from time to time? A good question. I don't know. Sometimes I stop talking like a normal person, and I start talking like a broadcaster. And my friends will call me out on this. I won't even know what's happening. You know? Believe it or not, this is not my real voice. My real voice is I sound like I have been smoking for my entire life. I sound smoked out, and I have a thick Boston accent. Now you know. A texter asks, Paul, wood, grain, or plastic toilet seat? Wait a second. There's more than just plastic? I am not what you would call a cultured man. I do not have a bidet, okay? I did not know that there was even an option for wood grain. But speaking of wood on an Ask Alon Anything Friday, let me tell you about my friends at RiseHealth.com, R-I-I-Z-E Health.com. You enter promo code 975 when you go there, and you're going to get 20% off your first order of Rise Red Max strips. It's always fun to do these commercials when you're out and about. I'm talking about boner pills, folks. I'm talking about a different version of it, okay? I'm talking about strips. You put it under your tongue, 5 minutes, boop, you're ready to go. Rise Reds Max strips. It combines all sorts of cool stuff. Sildenafil, tadalafil, oxytocin for harder, longer lasting results. So funny doing this in person. And you go to Rise Health, R-I-I-Z-E Health.com. You enter promo code 975. Again, it's 20% off your first order of Rise Red Max. You'll rise up, you'll rise up, you'll rise up with Rise Health today.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.